It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
I always wanted to play the bass. Boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. That's what I like to do. My daughter loves it.
Wait.
That's why I like the Barney Miller. The Barney Miller theme song is like my favorite. Boom. Ba ba boom. Ba ba boom. Ba 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 ba. That's all the Barney Miller theme was. And then the saxophone came in. Wah 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 something. I don't remember what was that. All I knew was the bass. Bass in your face.
Boom.
It's a Funk You Tuesday. You want to give us a call on Funk You Tuesday, 303-831-1340. We'll throw some funk at you.
All of it.
All of the funk at all of you.
All of it.
Yes. If funk was the slime from Nickelodeon,
be covered in
you'd
it.
Be slimed. People are getting excited for the CU-CSU game. I imagine Reno was... Did you see all the tweets? I talked about it a little bit yesterday until I got shouted down by Big Fuzz, who's, you know... Whatever.
No.
He's like, I can't believe how loud you are! I'm like, yeah, okay. Than your alto. But what everyone was saying was that was the best atmosphere at CSU that anyone had ever seen for a game that anyone could remember. Except for the oldies. And so there's this really good feeling going on at CSU right now. Have a Power 5 team come in and thump them. I mean, so I looked at for the early line on CU-CSU. It started at 6. So minus 6. CU has started at minus 6. That's moved down to minus 5.5. But that's still a pretty big line. And here's why it's such a big line. And this is actually, if you're around the CSU team at all or hear about them, Mike Bobo actually talked about this today. He said that Oregon State had over 300 yards of offense against CSU, in spite of giving up 5 turnovers, 3 interceptions, 1 which was an interception for a touchdown. But they also missed a bunch of guys who were wide open deep. Wide open deep. I mean, there were guys, in that first half, there was a lot of guys running wide open in the CSU secondary. And I will tell you that CU's offense is better than Oregon State's offense. The question becomes, and obviously no one thinks that no one's going to stop anybody, because I think the line now on over-under is now like 65. So over-under 65. I think I probably go over on that maybe. What do you think, Chi-Chi? Over or under at 65? So that would be... like 34-31?
Yeah. I'm going over.
You're going over?
Yeah. think they both have really good offenses or decent offenses, and the defense probably not as strong as last year for CU.
CU's offense
is really strong.
Is going to be really strong.
Yeah. You got Lindsey back.
You got Lindsey back. You got Shea Fields back. You got Bryce Bobo back. You've got Jay McIntyre back.
Montez didn't look too bad last year.
Montez back. You've got the offensive line back. You've got, I mean, you have basically everybody back on offense.
I think CU couldn't make that alone with that offense.
Yes. This is the offense. This is the same offense minus Montez. And Montez might be better. I think Montez is probably better than Sefo Lifau. As much as we love Sefo. The same team that put up 44 on CSU last year, beating him 44-6. The same offense that beat Oregon State 46-7, something like that.
Yeah, something ridiculous. It was probably about the same point spread as the
so
the
let's CSU. Make you let's make CU CSU 28 points better.
Okay.
So CSU is going to be a 28 point better team this year than last year. That still only gets them to 44-35.
So 44-35?
44-35.
And that's like 79 points.
Yeah, but see, that's if you add. So last year, CU beat CSU 44-6 or 44-7. So give them 28 points. It's still not enough to score the point. This is the problem that CSU has. Is that, well, first of all, it took a little while for them to get going against Oregon State, which isn't a very good defense. But see, it's not like CU's bare on defense. Fully expect CSU's offense to be much better, but I mean, I don't know, man. I saw that defense. Listen, you made that, first of all, on that interception that CSU got in the second half that really broke the game open, the one for the touchdown, it was an awful throw. It was an awful. You hit the middle linebacker in the face, basically. We'll see. The other thing that you got to worry about. Oh, did you see? Did you watch any of the game? Did you see any of the CSU Oregon State game, by the way, Chi-Chi?
I caught a little bit of it.
Did you watch the beginning of it?
No, I didn't get it until the second half.
Okay, so like the second series of the game, CSU comes out and Nick Stevens, the quarterback for CSU, drops back. And I don't know which offensive lineman just Olay'd their guy. it was a late blitz actually that came from a linebacker.
Yeah.
And he just came in untouched and just jackknifed. Unbelievable. And he had had the wind knocked out of him, and like he was down for a while, had to get back up.
Oh. No, I did not see that.
CSU is going to be improved.
Yeah.
And I think they have a really good chance at winning this game.
Your mouth says yes, but your mind says no.
Anything can happen in college football, but I don't see how that defense that I saw there
can stop the CU offense.
Yeah. I don't see how. CU's better on offense than Oregon State was, better running the ball, better at catching the ball.
Yeah.
Okay, so you better score 58.
Like you said at the beginning, there's a bunch of Oregon State wide open misses.
Oh, dear God. It would look, I mean, it was terrible.
Yeah. And I don't think CU is going to do that too much this year.
At Darren underscore Copeland, you can tweet me, I guess.
Start
Be gentle.
Start tweeting the hate.
As we like to call them, CSU.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.